Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Taxes are going to go up on gas here in Illinois. And I think this is a classic example of when we talk on the radio about what they're doing in Springfield, and they're going to raise taxes on cigarettes or gas, or they're going to do this or that. It just seems so abstract. I mean, you know it, but you don't really feel it until Monday. You go to the pump and you go, wait a minute. It's what's the gas tax? Amanda Vinicky joins us on WGN Radio. Hi, Amanda. It's John. You're on the air. How are you?
I'm great. Good afternoon.
Of course, you know Amanda is the Chicago Tonight correspondent on WTTW. So the tax is going to be 39 cents on a gallon of gas. Is that right?
38, up from 19.
Up from 19. So we're going to double it from 19 to 38.
That is correct. Well, that is the state tax. So something else to keep in mind, of course, there's a Chicago, a Cook County, and a federal tax as well. So, you know, lots of sales tax. There's lots of taxes on gas.
All right. But I guess at least the increase you'll notice is another 19 cents.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and that's something that's interesting about the sales tax on, or about this tax on gasoline. It's a motor fuel tax is what it's called. And per actually a constitutional amendment that not all that long ago, in 2016, voters passed, all of the money that comes from the motor fuel tax has to go back to roads and infrastructure. So all of that money is going to go back. You talked about whether people are going to notice it. I am sure that people, listeners to you, to WTTW viewers, WGN radio listeners, will know where that is coming from. Sort of, I think the interesting thing about a gas tax is that, you know, it fluctuates all the time,
right?
The price of gasoline when
right.
you go to the pump. You don't know what it is. Is it something that's going on in the Middle East that is changing it? Or is it the economy? Or is it, as it is in this case, suddenly a pretty big increase in the state motor fuel tax? So I think that's part of what legislators are hoping for, that people yeah. are annoyed whenever they fill up their car with gas and not know who to blame for that.
There should be a sign. You should get a receipt. Maybe if you print a receipt at a gas pump, I don't recall having done this unless I got one to get my car washed. But if you print the receipt, I wonder if it details what all of the pie chart is on that, you know?
You know, I don't know. I never get a receipt either. I'm guessing that it might be possible because you also probably have gas station owners that want to hold their hands up and say,
yeah,
hey, not me, not my fault.
Right, right. I'll bet a business traveler will tell us if that's something that's readily available at the pump. But that's beside the point. So now it's going to go up. And just the idea that that money has to be dedicated to road projects in a way makes sense. But because then they can't, I guess, squander it on something stupid. But I also would like the opportunity for them to have the opportunity to maybe pay down our deficit or something like that, you know?
Yeah, you know, that was one of the concerns in 2016. Voters very easily, I think it was 80% of voters on that last election ballot, approved the constitutional amendment. It was, you know, it was sold as a, quote, safe roads amendment, and so really backed by labor groups and such that want the want the money for these construction projects. And frankly, the argument for this from, by the way, it was passed on a bipartisan fashion in Springfield, this increase, and just part of a massive package that actually just today Governor J.B. Pritzker signed into law is going to pay for all sorts of infrastructure. So that gas tax increase, and by the way, it's not just that, also your vehicle registration fees will be going up as well. So really anybody that's behind the wheel these days in Illinois is going to be looking at some what could be seen as significant increases, and I suppose maybe the CTA is hoping that that'll boost ridership and prevent people from taking Ubers or driving their own cars or something. But that is all going to pay for massive infrastructure, and that is it has been about a decade since Illinois did one of these massive, what's called a capital plan, right, or this infrastructure boost, and the federal government hasn't either. So a lot of states have taken the route that Illinois is and passing this increase on a gas tax because the federal government has not done so, and because gas the lean is lower than it has been. We haven't seen people up in arms about it because for a pretty, you know, a couple of years now, really, gas has been relatively low versus folks I'm sure will remember when all of a sudden it went up over $4 right, and higher and really caused a lot of people to get upset.
Illinois Policy Institute says as of May 13th, the wholesale price of gasoline in Chicago was $2.46, so we're paying about a dollar extra in taxes and fees. It's 99 cents on each gallon of gasoline, an effective burden of more than 40%, they're happy to point out. And the vehicle registration tax you pointed out, drivers will see a $50 annual increase in vehicle registration fees for most vehicles next year. And it's a dollar per pack cigarette tax hike. I mean, it's just, as you live and breathe in Chicago or Illinois, but especially Chicago, you're just going to find more taxes to either pay for roads or, you know, I hope that some of this is this a driving force behind all of this, Amanda, that they're going to pay down our debt and kind of help us out that way? Or are all these dedicated to spending that's already going to take place and they're not digging us out of our hole?
Everything that you mentioned, the increase in the gas tax, the increase in the vehicle registration fee, the increase on a price of cigarettes, and also a new tax on electronic cigarettes, so vaping.
Right.
All of that is going to pay for infrastructure that is not going toward regular spending, general revenue spending, or toward the bill backlog. This is all part of a massive investment in roads, bridges, and
$45 billion. $45 billion. That's fine, but I mean, really? I mean, Well, then I think we should raise taxes even more and get.
You know, it's something that I know you're kidding there, but I would say people do need to be wary of, particularly, yes, if you are a resident of the city of Chicago. This is all stateside. And while, of course, that's going to be money going into local roads and other projects, the city itself is looking at a deficit, and new mayor Lori Lightfoot has been pretty upfront that some sort of additional, the city needs some sort of additional revenue, and so she's going to be looking to taxpayers, to city residents, yeah, to pay for that in some capacity. So, right, no, this isn't it. We're not done.
She's going to test her popularity when that happens. Amanda Vinicky's on the phone line, the Chicago Tonight correspondent. We got to go, but before we do, just let Leslie help us out here. Hey, Leslie, you often get a receipt at the gas pump for your gas?
Yeah, because I'm on a limited income and I, you know, keep track of all of this. But I have a bonus card, so I get like additional 3 cents off. But yeah, the latest one, like from last week, was your pump number, how many gallons, price per gallon, and your price in the sale total. There's no breakdown of taxes whatsoever.
Yeah. Okay, I got
it. Yeah, and there's also an environmental impact fee, an underground storage fee, so a lot goes into every gallon you buy.
And she's telling us that they don't list all of those out there. If I was running the gas stations, if I had a group of gas stations, I think I would put that on there, just as a public service, and you're right, so that you all know, look, I'm paying $2.46, and we're all paying the difference. This is not me, the gas station owner. Amanda, I'm out of time. What are you on TV next?
I will be on next on Monday when all of these taxes go into effect on Monday, July 1st. So fill up at the pump now if you want to try and save yourself a couple of bucks.
Look for her on Channel 11. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.